So, Annette, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, how many times, you'll remember probably 1970 when the carnival first started. So, how many times over the years have you been to the carnival?
I used to go every year, and just to the last few years I stopped going as much, because obviously I'm elderly, as you can see. When I was young, we went every year. We lived in Mossside, so, and when we came to Old Trafford, we still went each year.
Because I think when you live in Mossside, you have to, because everybody, you know, they're either doing something, you know, making the costumes or building the floats. So can you remember the very, if you give me an example of the first, say, carnivals you went to, what were you, because you'd be young then, what were your childhood memories of the carnival?
Well, my dad was one of the people that started the carnival. So we had to go. And I remember them taking us on the stage and we had to do a little dance to celebrate and open the, they used to have like a little pen area where they did the sort of show that everybody did a little dance. So they brought us up on stage and we danced and then they started the show.
Who was your dad? You say your dad was involved. Who was your dad?
Joe Leader.
Oh, I haven't, because, you know, the hardest part of this has been trying to find some of the elders, because, like, you know, Billy Ann Hanley's gone and Mrs. Yeah. Brand is not in the best health. I can find quite a few people who went as children, but to find people who were sort of like the people like your father.
Yeah, they've passed away now. Yeah. Not everybody, but yeah, a lot of that generation of my father's passed away as well. Yeah. So a lot of that generation have gone, mm-hmm, and sadly the stories often go with them. So it's good, mm-hmm, when you do things like this to reiterate really what people have put down and how hard they've worked to set it up.
And what did you do on stage? What song did you sing? Did you dance?
No, we just danced. It was just the usual calypso music, steel band music, and we just danced and then went off.
Were you nervous?
No, I don't remember being nervous. I was just a child. Mm. Yeah.
As a child, you're very confident. You just
You just jump in, don't you? Yeah, it's only when you get older you start getting conscious. Yeah. But as a child, you're not bothered, really. You just join in and enjoy it.
So obviously, as you say, you had to go because your dad was involved. As you got older and a little bit more independent and able to do what you wanted, I take it you still went of your own accord.
Yes, and people used to come from other towns. Leeds, Birmingham, and so they'd come to our house and then come to the carnival with us, friends and relatives. So it's like a stopping point. They knew you were going, so you just went and it was somewhere they could relax before and after. Mm. So the carnival started first thing in the morning, really, with people arriving from out of town and then spending time with us, and then we'd all walk down to the carnival and then coming back afterwards.
And over the years, because you've been going many, many years, how have carnivals have you been to that, you know, how has it changed? And so, for example, tell me, the first carnival you went to, you was a child, you danced on stage. So if we go 10 years ahead of that to another carnival you went 10 years later, can you remember how that was? You know, how would you remember other carnivals?
Well, after a while, you're not going with your parents, are you? You're going on your own.
Yeah.
So you're going with your friends. It'd be the school friends, and they'd arrange to meet. And by that time, you had lots of tents with a lot of different type of music, and people would go around all the different tents. And I still went to the arena bit where they had the show, because it's just a habit. I just like to go and watch that. But they've got all the tents, and then they started getting a lot more stalls. Mm. It starts to become more commercialised then. But in the beginning, it was just really a fun thing.
In the beginning, it was far more rootsy, I would say.
Yeah. Could say so. But I think it's still there. The roots are still there. It's just that you've got more people joining in.
Something Annette's just remembered. There's some discrepancy. Some people say the first carnival was 1970. Some people say 72. But this lady here now, she's just explained to me, as she said, that her father was one of the people that helped start the carnival. And apparently the carnival, it was started up as a kind of, well, I'll let you tell the people anyway.
Yeah, the council, somebody in the council, wanted to celebrate the fact that the park was 100 years old. That's Alexander Park. So they wanted the community of Mossside, black community, to come out and show what a great place Manchester and Mossside was. So that's why they started it, to celebrate the 100 years of the park, but also to celebrate the people of Mossside, in particular the Caribbean people, and what contribution they have been making to society.
Just one very last question. In what way did you said your dad was involved? What was his actual role?
He had a band. He had a steel band, and it was Joe Leader's steel band, so that's why he was approached.
Okay.
To begin with. And then he knew a lot of people, so he gathered people up, and different groups got involved. Yeah.